You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The time was 7:30 this morning before market open when HighProp gave us their results for the year ended 30 June 2024. There were some interesting announcements, including a final dividend that they are paying as a cash dividend. I'm joined on the line by Morne Wilkin, the CEO of HighProp, to reflect on the numbers and try and make sense of the company's performance over the last year. Good evening, Morne. Lovely to speak to you again. It's been less than a month since we last spoke, but thankfully this time we get to speak about the numbers. Your reflections on the year that was?
We had a very good year, Jimmy. I think, as we mentioned to the market, we exceeded our guidance. And in terms of our interims, we were quite hesitant where the market would go in March. I mean, you had the elections that was going to happen. There was high inflation. Interest rates was quite sticky. So we thought we adjusted our guidance to about 15 to 20%. And due to the good, excellent performance, actually, of our European portfolio as well as our South African portfolio, we have only had a reduction in our distributable income per share of 8.6% to 370 cents. So it's a very much a good surprise for us. And I do think we are set up to actually see nice growth going forward. We set ourselves as a management team a number of priorities we wanted to put in place, and we have delivered on most of those. And therefore, I think we've done the right thing slowly but surely.
Morne, when we look at the portfolio performance, overall, it is quite a pleasing performance, as you mentioned. What about the vacancies? What about the tenants' relationships or the tenant agreements that you have in place? How is that kind of shaping up for the SA business and the offshore business? And while we're looking at that, let's touch on the 600 million rand or 600 million rand that you paid down in debt in the European business.
If we start off on vacancies, we're very fortunate. Our centers are doing exceptionally well. I mean, the vacancy on our South African portfolio is only 1.8%. In our European business, it's 0.1%, so it's very low. And I think it always gives you a bit of flexibility to move some tenants around and bring in some new tenants. In terms of our tenants, they are trading well. One of the things you do look at to see whether your tenant is doing well or not is what we call the effort ratio. We have successfully reduced our effort ratio from June 2020, where it was about 11.3, and I'm now speaking about our South African portfolio, and it reduced to 8.7%. So that is very positive, and what it means is there is opportunity to actually increase your rentals in time to come.
Morne, when we look at some of the reductions from a operating perspective, I remember the last time you and I caught up around results last year, and even in the interims, we discussed the drive to sort of go green from a business perspective and reduce the reliance on municipalities and Eskom for electricity and that sort of thing. I see there's been a 33% reduction in the electricity from municipalities and Eskom. Take me through the initiatives that you continue to put in place to ensure that HighProp is sustainable.
Big thing we're doing at our centers is actually installing solar. So we've installed solar at all our Gauteng centers as well as solar at our newly acquired Table Bay Mall. That is the one thing that can actually bring a lot of savings across. And then you're also bringing in other electricity savings initiatives by bringing in certain globes that is more efficient than other things. And then you put off your lights and you actually regulate it like that. Water is the next big thing. I think we are focusing on that quite a bit. We have had a reduction of about 12% on our water usage, but that is something that is on the radar to focus on at this point in time.
Morne, when we look at the rest of the business, and you touched on this a little while ago to say that you are feeling a little more optimistic around just the conditions that you operate under at the moment, and the markets seem to absolutely love that there's a return to positive guidance that's come out of the management team. Just in time for rate cuts, I suppose, just in time for the government of national unity to start gaining some traction. What are you seeing? How are you seeing the landscape shaping up?
No, I think, Jimmy, you're quite right. I think what we do have as a business is a number of tailwinds, as you touched on interest rates. If interest rates starts coming down, it will be really beneficial. We have got positive rent reversions, meaning our rentals are increasing. We've got positive traction in terms of Europe. So all of those benefits are coming through. And we have got a step closer to exit Africa, which will be a big benefit for us. I think from a financial point of view, as well as management time being spent on Africa, where you could actually focus on the core business going forward.
Yeah, that West Africa exit that we spoke about last time is certainly well on its way at this stage. Morne, the business declared a final dividend of 2.80 a share, even though distributable income per share was down quite a bit. Take me through the strategy here. Take me through, obviously, you're being optimistic, or you're seeing some optimism going forward, but just take me through the distributions and how the business is positioned at the moment.
Yeah, what we've our dividend policy, we pay out 75% of our distributable income coming from South Africa as well as Eastern Europe. And that is the 75% of the 370. Effectively, it's not completely the 370 because that has got some Africa in that as well, but that comes to the 280. So we're actually in line with our dividend policy. We pay out 75% of our distributable income. The 25% we actually use to reduce debt. And as you mentioned, we have successfully reduced about 600 million in our Eastern Europe in-country debt. And that's specifically how the policy has been set up. We retain the money in Europe, we amortize those loans, and we pay back as quickly as possible. And what we then do is we pay out 100% of South Africa's distributable income, and we top it up from Europe. So we keep most of the money in Europe to reduce that debt, and that will actually also create gearing capacity again on our SA portfolio going forward.
Morne, Hyprop has now been one of the few companies to return back to giving forecasts. I miss the days where we used to get forecasts out of companies, and I think the pandemic and everything with interest rates definitely put a dampener on that. But I see forecasts are back in the SENS announcements, even though they are conditional forecasts. The business is sitting quite comfortably with 800 million rand in cash available, as well as facilities available on top of that. Take me through the outlook into the new financial year. What's the thinking? Where's the strategy? What kind of priorities are being put in place at the moment?
Yeah, I think just to clarify, we call it guidance. It's not a complete forecast. We do a forecast internally, but based on that forecast, we give some guidance what we think can happen in the market. And I think there is a positive movement going in the right direction. I touched on that. I think there are a lot of tailwinds that's coming in, and that will drive the business to actually have much better growth going forward.
That West African business that you that we spoke about last time, about you exiting from that business, once that exit kind of wraps itself up and you're unwinding the positions from that perspective, is there interest in exploring a different geographical area, or Europe and South Africa kind of enough for now?
I think that is our key focus at this point in time. I think what we have done in South Africa, there is a bigger focus on the Western Cape and in Eastern Europe. What we will maybe do in time to come is reduce our exposure in Gauteng, but definitely not any other jurisdictions at this point in time. Because I think you need to create economies of scale when you go into a new jurisdiction. And I think Europe and South Africa actually gives us a nice diversification. And therefore, at this point in time, we wouldn't explore going somewhere else. Something we have been investigating sometimes is, do you bring in some other asset classes within your portfolio? For example, is a mix of industrial and retail maybe something nice or something like that? But I don't think from an area perspective we will change.
That's very interesting from a business that's looking to optimize its strategy going forward. We look forward to seeing how that strategy optimization pans out. We'll stay in touch and keep an eye on these developments. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Morne. That's Morne Wilkin, who is the CEO at Hyprop, joining me to reflect on the year that was for them, as well as what lies ahead in the new year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.